We have been told we're good to go. So here we go. My name is Quinn Red Mountain. Elizabeth, Jacob, Jim, Robert, D, Jake, and Megan. And we are honored and grateful to be here to help close this beautiful peace fair. Gratitude. So the focus this peace fair is compassion. And in a way, gratitude and compassion are linked because it's hard to feel compassion when we don't feel grateful. So I am grateful to be here. I'm grateful to be under this warm sun. I'm grateful for the clear water that we have to drink. I am grateful for the amazing food here today from so many beautiful places in town that feed us. I am grateful for the sky, not a cloud person in it today. We are grateful for the grass and the trees that surround us, for the hawks of this beautiful Reed Park, for the light breeze that didn't blow us all away. It was very kind to us today. Now, compassion. I would like to ask for compassion from our ancestors as we attempt to, or the best of our ability in the moment, to heal ourselves from past difficulties, let's use that word, so that we can do our best to create a healed future. I ask for compassion from our descendants, because any of our descendants might be refugees, might have troubles and difficulties of their own that quite possibly might have stemmed or been furthered by things that are happening right now. So we ask for compassion from them, from the children here. So thank you for being here today, and thank you for sharing your energy. And may the ancestors of all the tribes, the ones who have forgotten and the ones who know who they are, may all the ancestors show us compassion as we attempt to do what we need to do to bring forth the future that we all know wants to happen. Thank you to all the people and all the booths and all of your tireless work to bring peace to this world. Some of you have been here since the beginning. Some of you are new. It's a beautiful thing, and it's tireless, really. It's not easy. So may we show compassion to ourselves as well for the difficult work that we do, trying to be good, trying to do the right thing, even when it feels daunting, trying to be kind, trying to be compassionate to other people, other beings of all types, as well as the ones that we think are causing the problem. So it's not easy, our times. And it's easy to be discouraged. So the rest of our closing ceremony, if you could, in your heart, be open to the compassion for yourselves, for those around the world who don't have a home, who have been kicked out of where they are, our ancestors, our kin, same thing. It's a story of humanity, unfortunately. And so as the rhythm begins and the verbal prayer and intention closes it, send out your heart energy to those that might need it right now in this moment, including ourselves, to keep being strong and not cave under the pressure of trying to be good people, even with all of our flaws. Thank you.
Thank you. infinite life of the universe, living itself, whole, perfect, and complete, right where each and every one of us is. How good it is to see and know and recognize this community and everyone in it, standing together in the one consciousness of peace and compassion and harmony. How good it is to know that our time and this space together is brought together in a common vision of healing and love for our common humanity. How grateful I am to see in the heart of each and every person here that loving outreach to the world around us, to know and connect to the sacred other all around us, to know and recognize the simultaneous validity of an infinitely diverse array of approaches and opinions, and at the same time knowing the common life that courses through the veins of each and every one of us, and flows through the grass and the trees and the sky and the sun and the moon orbiting around us. How good it is to see and feel the arms of compassion reaching across and bridging the divides, holding their sacred spaces and individual positions, and creating a web of interconnected peace, love, and harmony. How beautiful it is to stand and reside in this eternal moment, allowing the timeless now ever to flow through us into our web of connections as we expand this peaceful circle into the world around us. Feeling and allowing and watching that vibration spread out like a pebble in a pond. How good it is to reside and then share in that vibration. Knowing that it is perfectly formed and already done. In loving gratitude and deep appreciation, we release all of these words and all of these thoughts in this time together. Knowing that peace is at hand, even now. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is.
We are friends of the Institute for the Shamanic Arts, and we are grateful for you listening to us. Thank you. Blessed be for this peace fair. Thank you, Tom.
That was so beautiful. You guys are so beautiful. Thank you so much. There's really not much to say, but thank you and compassion. This is beautiful, thank you. So this kind of completes, it's 4 o'clock. We gotta get out of here, they charge us by the hour. But thank you everybody, anybody have anything to say, you're welcome to say it now, run right up here and say it. So there's somebody who wants to say something at the end of this.